It's day three of a heat wave here in LA, so forgive the interruption if the AC kicks in the background. I got to spend 2 hours alone with Amelia this week. I went to an SPLA meetup, and things still feel distant with Eri. It's my unconventional life. Moving on. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? I was listening to calm movie soundtracks while I wrote this week's monologue, trying to be rational and objective, which that music seems to inspire. Despite me making the concessions last week about the financial conflicts in relation to the contract, things still feel distant. And there are times, not infrequently, where resentment and irritation still hangs in the air. Maybe it's just going to take more time. A lot more time. Eri seems easily irritated by a lot of what I do now, in a way that she never was before. And it feels sometimes like an old married couple. And perhaps this is just the way that relationships go, irrespective of their nature or original intention. I have thought a fair bit this week about what I said last week, about how we shouldn't have had sex for anything other than making a baby, and I should have been way clearer about the relationship that I wanted and stood behind my boundaries. As I say it now, I'm reminded again of the David Dada sentiment in Way of the Superior Man, about women testing your ability to stand behind your agreements, your boundaries, by asking you to do things that contradict them and then seeing how you respond. And in that way, I think I failed, as I often have in my life, as many men have. Because was it really just having sex? It wasn't. It was my inability to maintain my boundaries and intentions once we did. And this is something I need to learn about myself finally. Maybe a reason to not have sex anymore. Unless I can be absolutely sure that it won't wander into those dangerous waters again. Because the issue wasn't sex in and of itself. It was not checking in consistently with our emotions. Largely because Eri was pregnant, therefore hormonal, and very emotional, so it wasn't the best time to do so. Trying to navigate a new sexual relationship at the same time as a first pregnancy just wasn't a good idea. And it was as much, therefore, about communication breaking down when I did try to check in and communicate. Which led me to feeling very anxious and afraid, freaking out about what this could mean for the future. There was a lot of things that Eri told me at the time that was just too emotional to see, rationally perhaps. Because there is an accompanying emotional, hormonal stress that expectant fathers feel as well, I'm sure. Would the money issue have come up anyway? Eri says so. She says it might have even been more difficult without some of the intimacy from being sexual. Or, on the other side of the argument, it might have been much easier. The conflict in the sexual relationship may have made the financial discussions way more intense and emotional. It may not have come up at all. Who knows? I do know that I am a lot to blame for what happened. I saw a video I made for Erie right before I said I'd be monogamous. There was a montage of pics of us together set to the Carpenters' We've Only Just Begun. Yeah, I know. I certainly acted a certain way, but I felt that way. I was having a child with a girl I loved in a consensually non-monogamous relationship. Be that as it may, I can understand totally now why Erie felt so rejected when at the height of her hormonal fluctuations, I started pulling away because of feeling caught in a monogamous relationship that I never wanted. Even though I was the one who suggested it. Because Erie never asked me to be monogamous. I did it, again, not to sound like a broken record, because I knew that it would upset her if I wasn't, and to maintain sexual health safety. In hindsight, could I perhaps have suggested instead that we just stop being so open about it? And if I was with anyone else, I'd just be safe. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered. Bottom line, I'm just not boyfriend material. Even if I present the exact opposite image. In everything but words, that is. History would certainly seem to back up that statement. I think if I am ever going to have sex again, it needs to be clear and separate. If I had the money, maybe I'd even pay for it. Being a little facetious, I know. I just don't ever want to have to deal with this again. Because it's not Erie or any of my exes. It's me. I'm the common theme here. And I need to learn from that. At least now. It's way too fucking late in my life to be repeating this story yet again. How do we best find and express love in the world today? I'm still struggling to find out how I best find and express love. Maybe we all are. I finally went to an SPLA meetup this week, which was actually quite encouraging. It's been so long, I probably need to remind you what SPLA is. It's a meetup group, and SPLA stands for Sex Positive Los Angeles, and is basically founded on the tenet that all consensual forms of sexual expression are equally valid and wonderful. It was the first place that I ever felt like, there are other people that feel the same way that I do. But there isn't something wrong with me for not wanting to be in a monogamous relationship. And as much that it might even be possible to live polyamorously. I also joined another group called the Infinite Love Community with the same idea. And it really helped. Well, you can listen back to the journey on the podcast. But after we agreed to be monogamous, I stopped going to any of the meetups and lost a lot of that community. Nonetheless, I had a Saturday morning free, so popped along to the local coffee shop and had a good chat to the few people that showed up. Like all meetups in LA, they are notoriously bad for people RSVPing then not showing up. But be that as it may, it was good to just chat to the people who were there, who were living consensually non-monogamous lives, albeit even by their own admission, taking a lot of work to do so. Anyway, they have a cuddle group every month, where everyone gets together, discusses consent and boundaries, and then shares cuddling, if they feel like it, in a safe, non-sexual space. The idea being that we all need that physical connection, but few of us can get it without sex getting in the way. Callback. I used to have such friends. FWOBs, I'd call them. Friends without benefits. Sexual benefits, that is. We'd hang out, I'd rub their hands or feet, we'd snuggle and watch movies, chat, but it was non-sexual. Well, except more often than not, it got confusing when their emotions got confused, when it tripped their sexual wiring, I guess. Ugh, we are a confused lot, us humans, eh? Anyway, I might go to the cuddle group. I don't know. Speaking of cuddling, I got to spend a couple of hours alone with Amelia this week. We don't really cuddle yet. I mean, I hold her and hug her a lot, but she's yet to really figure out hugging me back. Nonetheless, Harry decided to get a coffee with a friend, so I read to Amelia, handled potty training duties, and then took her in the stroller to get some food. And you really feel a bond that is totally different than when you're sharing your attention with someone else. I loved it. I can see why Harry feels so connected now. I'm still staying at my place every night that I'm back now, which has been a huge difference. And I think in the long run is probably for the best. I don't know. We have a long road ahead as parenting partners, and if I think about it, I sometimes get a little anxious and frightened. And they say that all the things you do in life are either out of love or fear. And it seems like I've been operating almost wholly out of fear. Isn't it about time for some love? I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello again, my friend. It's been quite a while and more. I've been out alone with the sea. Now I see you. I haven't visited your shore in quite some time.